Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Australian Premium Solar India Limited Q1 FY 2026 results conference call hosted by Ventura Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, I would like to point out that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Parth from Quantum Leap Partners. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Parth Rao from Quantum Leap Partners. We represent the investor relations and PR for Australian Premium Solar India Limited. On behalf of Ventura Securities and Quantum Leap Partners, I warmly welcome you all to Australian Premium Solar India Limited Q1 FY 2026 earnings phone call. The company is today represented by Mr. Mukund Patel, who is the Chairman and the Executive Director, and Mr. Kalpesh Vakharia, who is the Chief Financial Officer of the company. Now, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Mukund Patel for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Mukund, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Parth. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. For our first earnings call for this financial year, just for your APS is in India since 2013, working as one of the pioneer solar panel manufacturers. I'm very pleased to inform our first phase of 400 MW TOPCon line is set for production by early October 2025. Our second phase for 400 MW expansion also will be expected to run by first quarter of financial year 2026-2027. This additional new capacity will help us to serve our growing market needs for our wholesale demand, our residential customer demand, our commercial customer demand, our solar pump business, and our upcoming ground-mounting project supply as well. I'm also pleased to inform our initial groundwork for our 1 GW solar cell line with 2 GW utility near Ahmedabad is also progressing very well, which is expected to start within 18 to 24 months, which will help to make our vertical integration very strong. Currently, our EPC vertical is growing to the next level. Our pump segment, we already qualified in nine states, and we are also expected to be in another two to three states in coming months. Our wholesale division, they have worked excellently in last quarter, and they have very good targets for upcoming quarters as well. Our retail business is also achieving the target we have set for them. Our C&I segment, which we started before 3 to 4 months ago, which is growing very well as well. Sorry. Currently, we are utilizing full capacity of our production line, and now for the result for this year, recent result, I will pass it to our CFO, Kalpesh Vakharia, to explain more in detail. Kalpesh, to you.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Yes, Kalpesh? Kalpesh?
Am I audible?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. Now, yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mukund, for handing over the call to me. Good afternoon, everyone. We are very pleased to report a strong performance in quarter one FY 2026, marked by robust growth across key financial metrics. I would also like to add here that our performance in quarter one FY 2026, which is almost at par with our last quarter result of FY 2025, which was the best quarter till date at that time since we have started working. Before adding, I mean, before just briefing you about the figures for this quarter, I would like to add, usually, in solar industry. H1 is always slow due to monsoon, and during this time most of the tender bids are in process for solar pump and other bidding. We are on road of achieving the expected turnover and profit for this financial year, as previously informed during our earlier investor call. Now, I would like to brief you about the quarter 1 FY26 figures. Total income for the quarter stood at 153.23 crore, reflecting a significant year-on-year increase of 86.60% compared to 82.12 crore in quarter 1 FY25. EBITDA also grew by 118.60% to 21.32 crore with an improved margin of 13.91%. Which was we were expecting, last call also, we said that we are expecting to achieve this margin, and we achieved this margin, which is up 2.204 basis points year on year. Net profit also more than doubled to 14.70 crore, that is PAT. PAT growing 124.75% over quarter 1 FY25. And PAT margin also improved by 163 basis points to 9.59%. So we have registered a strong growth over all across our all departments, that is pump, wholesale and retail. So now I would like to, one more thing I would like to add here, that as Nikunj bhai said, that our TOPCon line is already in water, and probably it is expected, the commissioning and target for completion is expected to be done by September 2025. And from first week of October, commercial production is expected to commence. So which will add to our existing turnover and everything. So, as per this, we expect our turnover and profit for this year to be achieved as we had spoken earlier. So, I'm very happy with the overall result. And now, I would like any one of you have any questions, and probably you can, send us a question. You can ask us a question, and we will reply you back. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and 1 again. First question comes from Raman KV from Sequin Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I just wanted to clarify our current module manufacturing capacity is 1 gigawatt, right? And 400 megawatt will be added from October.
No. It is 600 megawatt till now, and another 800 megawatt we are adding, so that our 400 megawatt would be added in August, as I said, and it would be operational by October. So that will make us 1 gigawatt factory, and another 400 megawatt will be added probably in the last quarter of FY26.
Okay, sir. Sir, and what is the current capacity utilization of the 600 megawatt? I just want you to understand historically, within the industry, it's like 50-60% is the optimum utilization for the module manufacturer. So is it same for us?
We are actually utilizing currently, we are utilizing about 70%. So,
I will answer this. Raman, this is Nikunj this side. So, we have the 600 megawatt line, 400 megawatt monopark line, 200 megawatt poly line. But now, from this quarter, we have isolated that 200 megawatt line. So currently 400 means last 3 to 4 months, 400 megawatt monopark line is up and running, which is we are utilizing almost 80-85% of this line. The new TOPCon line will be up and running from the next month. So overall from 600 it will be 1, but 200 will be isolated, which is already isolated now. So we can say currently we have 400 megawatt line, 400 which will be phase 1 for TOPCon, and then it will be 400 again. So it will be 1.2 gigawatt total.
Okay, sir. Sir, my next question is, are you planning to upgrade this 400 megawatt monopole into TOPCon?
Not at the moment, because we have so many orders which are in domestic content requirement, because we are in business since last 10-12 years. So we have so many customers also in wholesale division and our own retail customer and our own pump division, where the monopump demand is solid, because currently other than Adani, there is nobody is producing TOPCon solar cell in India. So there is a demand for monopump solar cell. So we have a plan to continue that line for another one to at least two more years. And our existing line is fully capable to upgrade in a TOPCon line, but we will keep that running as a monopump, because we believe the DCR solar cell will be, for monopump will be a little bit cheaper as the TOPCon will start coming in the market, and still there will be a good demand for monopump in pump segment and some rooftop segment as well.
Okay, sir. And sir, what is our current realization of this thing, solar module?
Can you repeat the question? I couldn't catch up, brother.
What is the current realization of our solar modules? Like, how much are we selling 1 megawatt modules for?
Okay. So, as you may already heard before, there are two types of module available in a market. One is DCR content. DCR means which we must have to utilize the solar cells which are manufactured in India. The non-DCR means the manufacturing overseas solar cell which are utilized. There is almost 10 to 11 rupees difference. So if the non-DCR is currently 1250 to 1350 up to 14, then the DCR is 24 to 25 rupees per watt. So 1 megawatt is 2.4 to 2.5 crores per DCR. If it is a non-DCR, it's a 1.25 to 1.4 crores.
It's like almost 2x, right?
Yes, 80%.
And sir, my next question is with respect to...
Hello?
Yes, brother.
Yeah, so my next question is with respect to the pumps division. We have a mission target of 30% of the FY26 revenue to be from pumps. So I just wanted to understand this process. Do we do only EPC of pumps, or do we manufacture solar pumps?
We don't manufacture solar pump. We just do EPC.
Okay. And this is what sort of margin?
We are approximately 15%.
Yes.
And sir, are we planning to foray like vertically or integrate into solar pump manufacturing?
Not in near future, because currently we are getting good fit for the pump. And we currently we are focusing on solar cell first. Then we will see that what will be the our overall, say like if we do the, for example 400 crores turnover in a pump, then the pump demand will be maybe say altogether the pump purchase will be only 25 to 30 crores, you know, around 10% maximum. So it won't be break even for us. Just for our own needs, we do the pump, you know.
Okay. So,
we have to have the, and also in, there are so many suppliers who are already in contact with us since long time, and we have get at better rates. So, we don't have any short term planning to go in a pump manufacturing.
And so with respect to wholesale business,
I would request you to join back the queue for more questions.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
The next question comes from Pranav Jain, an individual investor.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, am I audible?
Is it Arun Jain? Arun?
Pranav Jain.
Pranav Jain. No, Pranav Jain.
Sorry.
Yeah. First of all, congratulations for a good set of numbers. I had few questions for you. So, if you can elaborate on the timeline and the funding structure of the, you know, the 800-900 crore phase one solar cell plant.
Yeah. Sure. Kalpesh, Kalpesh, you like to answer?
Yes, for solar cell, yes. So, solar cell, the capacity, as you said, 800 to 900 CR, out of which, say, for example, I mean, the capacity is 900 CR, out of which 30%, that is around 250 to 300 CR, would be funded by the promoter, APS, and some fundraising too. And the rest will come from debt.
Okay. So, this would be a preferential issue or a right issue?
This would be a preferential issue.
Okay. And, sir, on the metrics like IRR, payback period, and break-even for the new 1 gigawatt solar cell would be?
Probably, max, it would be 2 to 2.5 years.
And what would be the IRR for it?
IRR would be probably 30-35%.
Oh, great.
Yes.
And this, how will the vertical integration into the solar cell manufacturing improve the cost efficiency and also the margin for the so module that, business?
So, I would like to add here that as Nikunj bhai said that right now we are paying about, you know, the cost of DCR per watt is about 24 to 25 rupees per watt. And the same cost for non-DCR is about 12 to 14 rupees. So, you can understand the difference, the profit that probably the local manufacturers, the domestic manufacturers are making, you know. So, once our own, right now we have got more demand for DCR panels, but since the supply is short, I mean, we are not being able to cater to that demand. So, once we have, we will have our own manufacturing of solar cells, we will be able to supply to APS for its own project as well as to the other people as well. So, when it is supplying to our own APS, then obviously we are going to, they will have some cost benefit and that will improve our margin. So right now, for example, if we are getting the sales at say 24 rupees or something like that, then we can give it to 20, 19 rupees depending on what, how our relationship are. And because anyway, 51% stake is owned by ATS in A plus solar cell. So they will definitely have a, you know, upper hand in that.
So, and like in a quantified term, how would you quantify, like in terms of margin, would it be, what kind of margin?
It may increase the margin by probably another percent or so, I mean, probably 100 basis point or 100 basis point to 200 basis point. It will add to the APS margin.
And this solar plant ka, this solar cell ka, what proportion will be consumed by APS only, like captively consumption?
So initially, it looks like, I mean, Nikunj, if you want to answer this, I mean, because they will have a better idea about it.
Say, 1 gigawatt solar cell can produce, say, 800 to 900 megawatt capacity, and 1.2 gigawatt solar panel manufacturing required roughly, say, 700 to 800 megawatt solar cell. But out of that, there will be some, but from 1st of the June 2026, central government is expecting most of the solar cell to be made from India. So, I am hoping first phase of the solar cell, we will use 60 to 70% and remaining we have to sell to other party. But as we will have the utility for 2 gigawatt, very soon we will have an additional 1 gigawatt capacity as well, which will be, and also on demand, we will increase the APS capacity as well. So, our goal is to cater 50% to APS and 50% to external market for solar cell.
Got it, sir. I have few more questions, but like if I have time, then I'll ask or should I come back in a few?
Sure, Pranav. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Rahul Singhania from ECL.
Hello. Yeah, congratulations on the great set of numbers. What is the current split between monocrystalline and TOPCon module?
Your voice is quite low, Rahul. Sorry to interrupt. Your voice is quite low. So,
what is the current split between monocrystalline and TOPCon module sales?
Our current menu, we have in last quarter, most of the production we have done, 95, most of the production we have done is monopulse only. Popcorn, we have hardly sold the 6 to 10,000 popcorn panels because our machine have an ability to switch mono and popcorn. But as we are very strong in the projects and our own requirement and our this mono puck demand was very high, we just changed once only for the TOPCon line. Remaining days, we have worked on mono puck.
Understood. Next,
and that's why we are adding new lines for TOPCon, so we don't need to waste the time to switch the lines.
Well, okay. And next is that solar pumps, according to projections, are to contribute 30% of revenue by FY26. So, what is the current contribution and how do you plan to achieve this target?
Kalpesh, would you like to answer?
Yes,
sorry.
yes, currently, I mean, as it has been predicted that we will be achieving probably 250 to 300 CR, probably we have that target of achieving 30% of the turnover from just solar pump. And right now, also in this quarter also, we have achieved a turnover of 43.61 out of 153 CR. So, which is approximately about the same that we are going to achieve. This is 27% or something like that. And usually, in the second half of the year, the majority of the installation and everything takes place. So our target is to achieve 30% of the time. Probably it may have been more, but it should not be less. So 30% is on course that we will be achieving.
Okay.
Because we already have the order book as well. We already have the order book. We are working in 8 states for solar pump. And we have got the order book for about say 275 to 300 CR. We already have that order book. You know, and it is continuing to add. It continues to add on to that every quarter.
And lastly, APS, as far as I'm aware, it's the only Indian company offering both.
So, Rahul, sorry, I'm not being able to hear you exactly properly. I'm just being able
okay,
to
hear that. That's it from my side.
Sorry to interrupt, Rahul. So, you can join the queue.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Achyut Prabhat, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello, I'm audible?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So, in the presentation, I have read somewhere that we are planning to export to US. So, is there any impact from that Trump tariff in the near future for us?
that is, we are, see, like, say, currently, our first goal is to fulfill our in-house requirement, our existing distributor, and we are also coming with upcoming ground mounting project supply as well. So if we have an additional capacity or spare capacity, then and then only we have a planning. But I don't think so in near future for 1.2 gigawatt solar panel cells, we need to go to overseas. Even in Australia also, we have very good connections. But I don't think so. We need to we will be not in a position to export solar panel to overseas.
Okay. Thank you for that. And next question: currently, we are not manufacturing solar cell, right? Like, from where we are importing solar cell currently?
Yes. Okay. So, for domestic requirement, we have signed up the agreement with Jupiter for 150 megawatt. And remaining, we are buying from overseas.
And from which country exactly?
China. Because
okay,
China have like 90% overseas market share for blood and manufacture.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Next question comes from Ritesh from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Am I audible?
Yes, very much.
Yes.
Okay. So first of all, congrats on a good set of numbers. So I just initially want to understand, you know, I believe you guys have business in Australia as well, and pretty significant one. So I basically want to understand, you know, in India, how is this business operation handled considering, you know, this diversity of geographic presence? Because we both are equally invested, you know, in terms of business. So how frequently, you know, either of you to travel to and fro, you know, to keep the business running smooth?
So usually Kalpinta is in India 6 to 8 months, and I myself, Nikunj, travel every quarter for 15 to 20 days. We have our COO, Chief Operating Officer, N.K. Singh. He look after our day-to-day requirement. We have a general manager and whole-time director, Dhaval Sutar. He is with company since last 13 years. We have our sales director, Samir Patel, who have almost 30 years experience, 25 years experience in sales industry, who look after our wholesale division sales. We have a Pankaj Kumar, who have more than again 20 years experience. He is looking after our pump division. We have Jignesh Patel, who is looking after our retail division. So we have three different division heads. We have a general manager on top of that. We have a COO on top of that. And we have Dharmendra Patel, who is our business unit head for factory. And he have another 2 and 3 people working for him in within a factory for dispatch and production and the production planning as a key people. And those some of those staff are working with us since last 8 to 10 years. So operationally, we have no challenge to make the sales done, and we have no challenge to make this production on time.
Production.
Mm-hmm. So basically, I am a facilitator only to provide the facility to our staff. I am not making any day-to-day decision also. Once in a quarter when we go, we make rigorous planning for a whole quarter and all the decision just done within a week.
Okay. Right. And further on that, I mean, like, you know, entering into new states requires a huge amount of, you know, I think, believe connections or, you know, getting a good technical know-how of the people, local people over there. How confident are we that, you know, we'll be able to penetrate into newer states? Like, how do you find the confidence about first entering into those states and winning those tenders? And what could be the winning ratio considering we are entering two, three new states?
Okay. So, of course, our pump division have three or four different staff who have so many years experience. But how we do is we first find the local partners in any states where we are going to do the tender. And even sometimes they find us, you know, it's a both way. And then we make sure they also, if we invested for solar panel, they invest for the remaining BOS system. So they have equally interest in the project.
So they also invest, or what is
it? Yes, they want to invest in, say, like a BOS system and installation. And they get all the payment comes to our account. Once the payment comes, then only they get the payment.
Okay. And lastly, on the cell manufacturing piece, I just don't know exactly, like, are we going to produce cell manufacturing for mono, or is it going to be for Topcon panels?
It will be Topcon. No mono anymore.
Both stages are predominantly for Topcon, so 2 gigawatts.
No. 2 gigawatt utility, 1 gigawatt solar cell manufacturing.
Oh, thanks. And that's it from myself.
Yeah. Welcome.
The next question comes from Swamil Shah from Bharat Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good afternoon. So I just wanted to reiterate that we are guiding for a 75% CAGR growth for this year. Is my understanding correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's our target, actually, to be precise, yes.
And at what EBITDA margins? Because if our revenues will grow, then we have some positive movement in EBITDA.
So EBITDA margin would remain around same, probably what we expect is 12-14% would be our EBITDA margin going forward for this financial year.
So even if the revenue is increasing, we are not seeing.
But on top of revenue increase, the thing is that probably we have bought new building and we have to do a lot of capex for that, which will go out of this. So that will make a. It may not go up. Right now it is 13.9 or something like that.
Also, we are running our line and everything at very optimum level, you know. So, taking the margin above 13-14% is not possible. In the meantime, our margin will not drop as well because we are already spread in retail, in pump, in C&I, and our own wholesale division. So, it will be stable.
Okay. So if I look at your annual numbers, so if we are doing a 75% revenue growth, can we expect similar PAT growth also compared to last year?
Definitely.
So on a revenue of 433 crores, we did a PAT of 39 crores for previous year.
Yeah.
So similarly for. At a similar percentage, around 9% PAT growth.
Yeah, 9-10%.
If you see recent result, also it reflects similar numbers.
Okay. And what would be our current order book position right now?
So the current order book position, I would like to explain here that see, we have got three segments like pump, wholesale, and retail. Retail means rooftop and commercial C&I sector, okay? So, in pump, we have got a book of around 300 CR, okay? For wholesale, we don't have much order book because how it refers is that this is our cash and carry business. And most of our distributor, most of our customers are basically small retail players and, a little bigger retail players. So, they need panel almost an immediate basis, but they are with us, like out of 30, we have got about 75 distributors right now. Out of which 30 to 35 are with us, we are buying from us since last 3 to 4 years. So they keep giving orders and we keep, supplying them.
And also we don't recommend to book wholesale orders in advance because sometimes price gets fluctuated and that can affect our margins as well. So we have kept the strategy. For the wholesale, we always want to keep the open order book.
Okay. And on the retail side?
And retail side, every month, I mean, 2-3 megawatt keeps coming. Retail, residential rooftop, C&I and everything. So every month, at any point of time, we will have an order book of about 9-10 megawatt. Because for retail customers, they want, once they pay the deposit, they want the installation to be done as soon as possible, you know.
Okay.
So, there also we cannot have a larger order book just because they are all retail customers and C&I customers and they don't wait for so long for us to deliver.
Within 6 to 8 weeks, we must have to install.
We don't do any tenders and all with government for this.
So, right now the capacity for our... Yes, Nikunda, go on.
Like we have done Bihar tender for a rooftop as well, which is approximately 12.5 megawatt, and still it is in finalization of the work order.
Okay. Because we are not mentioning any of our clients' name also. I mean, any particular reason in the presentation?
We have mentioned about the state that we are working in for solar pumps, so that will give you a brief idea about how we are operating and which government we are working with, you know. Retail rooftop, obviously, because there are, I think, there have been more than 12,000 customers, so to share their name, that would be difficult.
And what on the retail side, maybe on the bigger players like Coal India and other players like
so that. We are not being able to supply right now because our capacity is not
that big
our
enough right now?
Only 400 megawatts. So we do get a request. We do get a request, but currently we are not taking on those requests at the moment.
Okay. We just got NTPC request as well, just for example. But the supply they want is more than what our capacity is. So that is why probably we cannot add it to that.
Okay. So in 3 months, they want 100 megawatts. Then it can affect our existing business.
Existing set of customers. Yeah.
So in terms of demand, you don't see any issues for next 1-2 years?
No.
And what is the current debt on books, and by end of this year, what will be our debt position?
So if you see the debt side, I mean, we don't have much debt. I mean, we have got two limits. I mean, we have got some limit from banks, but that is in the form of fund-based and non-fund-based. So fund-based limit, if you see, that is just 5 CRCC that we have. And non-fund-based limit is in the form of bank guarantee and LC to improve our cash flow. So there is no fund-based limit. If you see, we have not even utilized a single penny out of that 5 CRCC2 right now. So in effect, I can say that it is a debt-free company. Only debt we have is of term loan of about, right now at the end of the June, it would be about 20 CR. Because we are buying machinery, the capex for the machinery that is new coming and the old one. And that is why that also we are taking just because we are getting subsidy from the government for this rain. And that is why we are taking that kind of loan. But we don't have any debt apart from that, any other debt.
Okay. And by end of the year, I mean, probably...
By end of the year, probably we are looking for, because as we are growing exponentially, we are looking to have some fund-based limit just to be, you know, just to get the approval so that we don't have to, we are not in shortage of fund. Like 25 CR, we are probably, it will be there at the end of the year. But I'm not too sure that we are not going to use most of them. It will just be as a safety point that if we require cash, then probably, you know, we have that facility with us.
Okay, because I think you, to previous participant, I think you said that we are doing a 800-850 crore capex.
So that is for solar cell you are talking about, not for ATS.
Yes.
That is a different company altogether, A plus solar cell.
It's not in this company.
No. That's a subsidiary of APS, 51%, in which 51% shares are being held by APS.
Okay.
So that is our company name is A Plus Solar Cell.
Okay. So there we are going to have this 800.
Right. Correct. Yes. Correct.
Okay. And for that also, I mean, on console basis, we need to take debt, no?
Yeah, that will be required. That, as I said, 70% of the 900 CR, probably around 600 to 650 CR would be on that. Because that is a big capex plan, so yes.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sami. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Jamil, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Jamil.
Yeah, so I actually want to emphasize more on the top line growth and margins for FY26.
So as a whole, you are looking to, so probably our expected turnover that we are expecting is about probably 750 to 800 CR by the end of this FY26. And the margins, as I said, EBITDA margin would be around in between probably 12.5 to 14%.
Okay.
Which will give a PAT of about 9 to 10%. The PAT would be about 9 to 10% of them.
So you're expecting 75 to 80 crores of PAT by this year, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And so what about the next year? Is next year the operating leverage is going to kick in and the margins are going to increase?
So the margins will not increase significantly. Probably it may increase by 25 basis or 50 basis points, not more than that.
Okay. Because I think next year...
Once the solar cell manufacturing comes in picture, then probably the margin may increase by 100 basis points to 100 basis points. Yes.
Also, it helps us in supply chain. Once solar cell is
correct,
it will help us in
supply. Because right now we are dependent on the supplier, and for the solar cell, which is actually in very demand is quite high, and the supply is quite less. So,
because of our contacts and relationship, we got 150 megawatt contract sign up. But for that also, we required to pay handsome amount of deposit in advance for full year order.
Correct.
Okay. Got it. And so what is the estimated capex which is required to do 800 megawatt of solar module manufacturing capacity, which is going to be done by ABF?
So probably the total capex for whole 400 megawatt would be, like, say, for first of 400 megawatt, we have already bought the land and building worth about $2 million. Machinery would be about $4 million. And the working capital, if you notify, then the capex would be only $6 million, but the working capital for this would be required at about $3 to $4 million. And another phase of 400 megawatt, which is expected to be operational by early next financial year, which will cost us about $2 to $3 million of just machinery, because our building and everything would be ready for all 800 megawatt. So that building and everything expenditure would not be required.
Got it. So if I'm getting it right, 400 megawatt is the capex is going to be around 85 to 90 crores in INR terms.
Including the working capital.
Yeah, including the working capital and including the machinery.
Yes.
Okay. And has that capex been sorted by the company? Is the balance sheet like capable of taking that 8500 crores of capex?
So out of which, I mean, the capex, I mean, land, it has bought with our own money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the machinery, I mean, we have taken loan of about 30 CR, out of which about 12 to 15 CR have been disbursed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
30% has been contributed from internal accruals from our APL.
Okay.
And working capital for this working capital, we have taken, we have applied for our financing facility to be increased by for LC and bank guarantee. Today only we got the news that probably we will get another 35 CR non-fund based limit very soon, probably in next 5 to 10 days.
Oh, that's great! Congratulations on that.
Yes.
And so I actually want to emphasize more on the cash conversion cycle. So because right now the cash conversion cycle is in negative days, if I'm not wrong.
The cash flow, just because I would like to add here, why the, if you see the last quarter last year, cash flow, it is actually positive, and just this quarter it has been negative. As Nikunj bhai just said, that we had to pay a handsome amount of deposit for securing this contract of 150 megawatt from Jupiter. We paid about 10 CR of deposit. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Plus, we had to do our capex for our building, plus 30% contribution that we had to pay for machinery. So that is why our cash flow is negative. And we had this facility, we didn't have this facility earlier. Now, for Jupiter also, we have started paying since last month, since June. We have this facility of paying them by LC too. So now our cash flow should be positive probably in coming quarters.
Okay. So I think H1 is kind of low cash flow season.
Yeah, that's right. It is going to be best. Yes, it is going to be good.
Got it. And so historically also, is our business on a seasonality tone? In H1, our revenues are less than H2.
So usually like in solar cycle, H1 is always on the slower side, usually.
Okay.
And H2 is always better than the first H1, because during this H1 is a monsoon and everything is there, so installation and everything is not possible. Transportation is a problem, because as we are doing 30 to 40% of our turnover from solar pump, which is agriculture field in the rural area. So the roads are not that good, that kind of problem arises. So that is why H1 result is always on the slow side.
Because we are running at almost full capacity. Even previous quarter and the last quarter, to achieve similar amount of number or even little bit higher number than the last quarter, we have to put 25 to 30% higher efforts. You know, if 10 efforts we put it in January to March, our turnover could be more. But the problem was we don't have enough manufacturing capacity. Because being in the industry since last 10 years in India and overall 15 years, we know what could affect, and accordingly we plan in advance in team, in staff, in new location, in new business segment, to increase our turnover, profitability, everything.
Got it. Thank you so much for answering all the questions, sir. And sir, one last question I had about the solar cell. So, for that solar cell manufacturing capacity, I'm pretty sure you must be needing a lot of capex. And so, are you raising any funds from the open market, or are you doing any prep of UIP? Do you have anything in mind?
We have got a couple of things in mind, but we cannot divulge it right now. Once the, because for this solar cell thing, we need water approval, which is very crucial, and that application is already done. Once that approval comes, then probably we can, share our plan, because we don't want to say anything right now on that particular front, because it is quite price sensitive information. So we would like to.
Really get it, sir. Thank you so much for answering all the questions, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Majid from Pinpoint Capital, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, Majid.
Yes, sir. My first question that I have is in regards to the realization of solar panel manufacturing. Do you think that, just want to understand the industry, since how do you see that in coming 8 to 12 quarters? Do you see any sort of pressure with overcapacity?
See, depending on who is doing what. Say, like, see, some solar panel manufacturers just doing ground mounting project supply, like they get 600 megawatt, 800 megawatt supply, and whole year they are just making for one customer, two customers, because in as a India overall, we need a 50 gigawatt in 1 year. solar panels in coming period. So our solar panel manufacturing facility will be close to 125 to 150 gigawatt in coming period. Even at 70% or 60%, it will, if we consider up and running, it will be 90 gigawatt. So some companies who don't have enough experience, who don't have enough diversification, or who have a very high, say, like, if their ability to sell only 1 gigawatt and they have 3 gigawatt plant, they will suffer more. But we see, as we strategically working in, say, like, pump division, our retail segment, our wholesale segment, our C&I segment, and our ground mounting projects, we put it at a last, not at a first. Because it's very easy to get 1 or 2 big orders from just one of our friend mentioned, Saumil mentioned, like Coal India or somebody, or NTPC, then it can straight away shoot up our revenue. But it may give us the bad time in when the market will be very competitive. Here we are doing the enough groundwork, so not after even 12 quarters, after that, for even upcoming years, APS can get no issue. And we know at 1 gigawatt, we can get a best break-even point. Either somebody done the 10 gigawatt or somebody done at 1 gigawatt. They will get a best break-even point. So as soon as we will reach at that point, we will start investing our money in vertical integration. Say, like, in 2 gigawatt, we can get a best break-even in solar cell. Then we will have to start thinking something else. Say, like, battery energy storage. Or even in battery energy storage, there is a solar cell for battery. There is a battery cell as well. So there is a huge requirement in terms of the paper. If we say, like, okay, what will be requirement of India within a renewable energy, then there is a huge requirement. So company like APS growing 75% CAGR in coming few years, I don't see any issue.
But the reason why I'm asking this question is because you're looking for a 75% CAGR, and at times it is correlated to your realization. Because if realization takes a hit, even though you may have a higher volume growth, if realization takes a hit, then your revenue growth also makes a big hit. So that's why I want to ensure that if the 75% growth, does it ensure increase in your realization, or are you expecting the realization to be stable for next year? Like the 75% growth.
Once again, I'm saying, like, our 30% growth is coming from the pump division. our 20% growth is coming from retail division. So our 50% of overall realization coming from pump and retail division, where solar panel is not only making difference in the realization for the pump and retail. Say example of 50 rupees or 60 rupees per watt pump price or retail price, if solar panel reduced by 2 rupees, 3 rupees, 4 rupees, it will just 8% of their realization. So by adding a new area, by adding a new territory, we can easily cover it up.
So the realization will be stable and the revenue growth also will be achieved for their thing. There will be no issue going forward.
Yeah. For next 3 years, that's what we have decided, and after 3 years, we will make another plan for another 3 years.
Okay. Got it. So this was my doubt. So all my questions are answered. Thank you, sir. All the very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have a follow-up question from Raman Devi from Sequel Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, I just have two questions that still with respect to solar cell. So you said 70% will be from debt, the capex for the solar cell will be 70% from debt and 50% from internal accruals and funding. Can you give any amount with respect to the fundraise you're planning?
So I would like to add here, it could be 900 capex, so it would be, the fund required would be about 30%, which would be 250 to 275 CR.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be probably out of which, as I said, that I am looking to cover this 275 from, promoter is going to contribute, APF is going to contribute, and probably we will be doing the preferential fundraising of about, say, probably 75 to 100 CR. And rest of 175 CR will be fully contributed by APF. And our promoter, that is Mikunda.
Okay, 75 from preferential, 75 from
75 to 100 from preferential, and 75 to 85 each from APS and Mikunda.
Okay. And sir, with respect to the solar, you said the first phase will be giving us a revenue of 800 crores. And you are expecting it to be operational by FY27 last quarter, Q4.
So, yeah, we are expecting it. I mean, since it is a big project and approvals are quite lengthy, so probably 2-3 months here or there. But yes, we are expecting it to be approved, done by probably FY27.
So, I just wanted to understand that if you start in, if the solar cell commercializes in last month of FY27, how long will it take for it to ramp up?
How long would it take for?
Ramp up to optimum
limit. Okay. To the maximum limit, yeah.
When we say 18 to 24 months, on 24 months it will start up and running.
Mm-hmm.
At almost 90% capacity.
In within 24 months.
Yeah, means once it started, it just started. In solar cell, we cannot stop the facility. We have to keep machine on all 24/7. It's not like solar panel. For solar panel, if you want, you can afford power cut and everything. The solar cell machinery is designed. They should not have any power cut or anything.
Okay. And so, last question with respect to the cash part. I just wanted to understand that we won't be taking any additional debt in this year
So additional debt, no. We would be taking, we would be having some facility for CC, as I said, but probably we may not use it. Depending on the requirement. If certain requirement comes up, then probably 25 CRCC we have already applied and it should be approved. But that is just for our safety purpose, that if we require that one, then probably we can use it. But if not, then we will try to not use it.
We are a fan of using LCB, LC,
yes,
mainly rather than C. Yeah.
Okay.
And we are also not a fan of taking the loan for the land and building.
Mm-hmm.
For loan only for machinery.
because we get a subsidy, because we get subsidy for that. That is what.
Mm-hmm. And sir, I just wanted to understand what is the difference between the retail and wholesale business.
So the retail business is basically, retail is like retail rooftop business, like if you are there and you want to install solar panels on your rooftop, so you are a retail customer, okay? For wholesale, we have got, there are many small companies who don't have their own manufacturing, who requires a panel for the megawatt project or something like that. Then they are our wholesale customers. Like you are the, you have got your own business who actually takes the order for installing solar panel on the rooftop. So you are one of our customers. So we wholesale department supplies to you, and you supply to the small retail customers. So that is how it is.
In a retail business, we have a call center set up where the normal customer can call and book a system via APS Rooftop Solar, which is 100% subsidiary of Australian Premium Solar. That company takes care of our retail business.
Okay. I understood, sir. Thank you, sir.
All good.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have a follow-up question. Ritesh from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, again. Thanks a lot for this follow-up. So, again, you know, on cell manufacturing, you know, I believe it's quite complex. So, I just wanted to understand, like, have we done any tie-ups with any external technology partners, you know, who will help in setting up the lines and helping running up for us? Or how is it, the cell manufacturing?
Yes, there are technical consultants available, and which are already, the tie-up is in final stage. Other than like machinery, the people, the companies who supply the machine, they make sure it, they get up and running. And for utility, mainly we need a consultant while designing stage and then final checking stage.
So these are all based out of China, or how is it?
We are going to take for utility, we are going to take from India. And for overall designing, for building a machinery, we are going to take it from China. Because utility requirements are very well matured, not in just solar cell, in other industry like pharma and other industry, pharma, even in the coal production, thermal power station, over there also we need a big utility. So the utility requirement is the utility knowledge is already matured in India. We can get good people who can manage the utility.
Right. So on this technical consultant part that we are talking about, is it like very commoditized already in China, where you know you can, you know, get in touch with any technical consultants and get this technical know-how, or we have tied up with some one of the biggest manufacturers or a consultant over there who, you know, will help us in getting things done?
So like we have a connection with many CTO. They call CTO in China. Say like for Das Solar, Jaden Chang and Longi, because we have a very good relationship with their promoters by working in India, working at Australia since last 15 years. Because 10-15 years ago, their company may be maybe even smaller than ACS, you know, when we started working together. So we have a good connection where we can get the information very easily.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Participants are requested to ask two questions in the initial round and may join the queue for more questions. The next question comes from Kunal from HNI Investors. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, FY 2026, our revenue expectation is 800 crore.
750 to 800 crore.
After 1 year, FY 2027, we are expecting 700 crore from our 1 gigawatt solar cell capacity, and total 4 gigawatt by 2030, we will get 2,800 crore revenue from our solar cell manufacturing capacity. This 2,800 crore revenue is come from solar cell manufacturing or combined revenue of all segments?
Okay. So I would like to say that this year it would be about 750 to 800 CR for APS. FY 26-27, the solar cell manufacturing would not, it would be in process, but we cannot expect any turnover in FY 26-27 from solar cell. Okay. So the turnover from 8 to say 750 to 75%. So we expect about turnover of FY 26-27, I'm talking about. We expect turnover of about 1200 to 1300 CR from APS. Then in 27-28, probably we expect standalone turnover of APS and its subsidiary, like 100% subsidiary, it would be about in the range of 1700 to 1800 CR, and there would be 600 to 700 crore of turnover from A plus solar cell in
27-28. And 2030?
Yeah, so that you can expect, from next year onwards, you can expect 40% CAGR in APS and probably 60% CAGR in A plus solar cell.
Okay. As per data, in 2010, the land requirement of 1 megawatt is 7 acres. Now it is 2.5 acres due to higher efficiency of our solar panel.
Higher efficiency and higher sizes of panel available, right? Earlier it was 300 watt, 325 watt, 330 watt, you know. Now TOPCon line can produce about 700 watt. That is one.
Okay. And cost of that 1 megawatt was 17 crore, now it's 2.5 crore. So higher efficiency of solar panels will decrease cost in future. So what is the next upcoming efficiency based solar panel efficiency? Like, we are currently making monopole and now we are shifting to top one. So no. Currently in TOPCon cell manufacturing. Is there any upcoming technology in terms of percentage of efficiency will come in near future?
Okay. There are one is the Cervelovsky solar cell, which is the it's not in real manufacturing at the moment, but maybe it's in a lab based technology. Which is the expected to say it can give up to 29 to 30% efficiency. There is another called tandem solar cell. That one is also can give say like Pervelovsky will give 20 up to 27 to 28, and tandem is again on theoretical side which can give up to 30%. Currently with the TOPCon we are working on 25 to 26%. And there is already back connect technology which is up and running in overseas, which is giving 0.5% higher efficiency only, but that technology only good for rooftop projects, not for ground mounting projects, because that doesn't have a bifacial effect.
Okay. Overall worldwide capacity is 1800 in solar cells, solar panel manufacturing, and 80% of supplier is China. So, how many percentage of supplier of India worldwide?
I believe, say, if you are considering, say, like 2000 gigawatt worldwide capacity, then India is roughly approximately currently on 100 gigawatt, we can say. So 5%.
So lot of upcoming manufacturing capacity coming from India.
Yeah. Yeah, but when we say 100 gigawatt, that's the nameplate capacity. In real production, some do 70%, some do 80%, some do 50%, you know. So overall, that can produce 50 to 60 gigawatt.
Okay. 50% solar cell comes from China to India. Is that any commodity material will affect our backward integrated, like if China will stop sending polysilicon for ingots and wafers, then that our solar cell manufacturing problems will come in near future?
See, China, currently seeing there's nothing wrong to say if China holds the market, it can affect in near future to India. But our government long-term future, say like if we say from 1st June 2026, they want to bring the ALMC program as well. That means everybody must have to use the Indian-made solar cell. You know, that means we will come across in solar cell. And then maybe they are thinking for wafer and then polysilicon as well down the track. So from now onwards, next 3 years, it will take maybe up to 3 years for India to be totally independent in solar.
Recently you said
for silicon, again the polysilicon raw material, mainly China has their raw material, Australia also have the raw material for polysilicon, and USA have some raw material.
Sir, recently you said solar cell
is also... Hello? Please join back with you for more questions, sir.
Thank you, sir. Okay, thank you for opportunity.
Thank you, Ashish.
Next question comes from Soham from RV Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I'm audible.
Yes, Soham.
What is the second
Soham, your voice is coming very, very low, brother.
Audible now?
Just a little bit.
Soham, sir, your voice is not audible.
I'm audible. I'm audible.
Yes, I will manage.
Yeah, sir. What is our stake in A Plus Private Limited, in which we are doing the cell manufacturing capex?
Yes. Can you repeat?
He is asking for the stake in solar cell manufacturing. How much is the stake?
So,
ATS. Yes, ATS Australian Premium Solar has got 51% stake right now, and 49% is being held by the promoter Mikund Bhai.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Dear participants, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. That was the last question, sir. Now I hand over the floor to the management of closing the market.
Okay. Once again, thank you very much, everyone, for your precious time. And I would like to meet you guys personally, but surely we may arrange once, if time permits, to you and us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys, for being available during the market hours. I appreciate your time. And we hope that we have answered all of your questions conclusively.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Group Sabha's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant day.